listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no jive. At second hands, moms bounced on old man, and so we moved to the Shaolin land. A young youth, yo, rocking the gold tooth, low goose. The only way I began to see G was off drug loot.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
That's right. And we are in the house on a June very sunny day, you know, outside for us.
It's beautiful here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's, you know, the last one of these, the season finale, Karen, of Dim Thrones.
I know, right?
So, you know what that means. You guys should recognize the voice that you heard when we started off the show. It's Patrice C. How you doing, Patrice?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's the last show, but I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurt a little bit, like, when it was over. I was like, it's over. Mm. But one good thing about doing Dim Thrones is, like, I still get 48 more hours of it not really being over. Because I'm like, get to talk about it with my girl. So, of course, you guys can check out all of Patrice's work.
Please do.
At hellandheartaches.com, or hellandheartache.com. And you can also find her on Twitter at Patrice C.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure y'all do that. Because she's awesome, man. You guys should already follow her.
Yeah, she's one of our favorite people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why she here, man. You know how many other people want to talk?
Yeah, it's a lot of other people. It's a lot of other people that want to talk. We're like, this is reserved for her only. If she don't come, we'll be talking to each other about it.
We get a lot of Dim Thrones requests and a lot of Tuesdays full, sir.
No,
that slot is actually full. No. So. It's like, can I get in on it? No, mm-hmm. Tuesday's reserved, sir. I just have to.
Sorry.
I'll run it by Patrice.
No, even if I don't see it, I go along for the ride.
Right. I'll run it by Patrice. We'll get back to you. Don't get back to us. We'll get back to you. But yeah, so, first things first, before we even do Dim Thrones, I got to talk about this because I saw it, right before the show started. Be careful, guys. Everybody out there, you know, the government's watching everybody now. Everybody's phone is tapped and all this shit. So when you're out there tweeting, in Twitter land, when you're on Facebook, however you get down, be very careful talking about using other people's HBO Go passwords to watch Game of Thrones.
What?
Because it's apparently illegal as fuck, and Forbes.com actually wrote about it today.
Yeah, that
made me reconsider some life choices. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, if you were gonna do something like that, you'd be like, hey, get that to me on the low, like, why would you publicly put the information out there?
I think people forget in this day and age of just the, everything's free on the internet. I think we kind of forget sometimes that,
cause
HBO don't give a fuck about, all that. HBO is the one cable company that is like, steal it. I dare you. I would love to come to your house and take your stuff. I would love it. It would make my day to see you in prison for stealing our cable. Like, HBO is the one company that don't play, and everybody forgot. So, and how bad did people forget? The New York Times tech journalist, Jenna Wortham, made a...
Jenna. Mm-hmm.
She was...
Yeah, she gonna get a lot of hate mail and a lot of... post tweet something about why you hating.
Well, not hate mail.
She's
no.
She's one of my favorite brown girl tech writers too. Oh no.
Yeah. She was writing about she was writing an article and she referred to the fact that she was gonna watch Game of Thrones using someone's HBO Go. She said some friends and I all had the same plan to watch the season premiere of Game of Thrones, but only one person in our group had a cable television subscription to HBO where it is shown. The rest of us had a crafty workaround. And I was like, okay. And she said, we were each going to use HBO Go, the network's video website, to stream the show online, but not our own accounts. Our behavior, sharing password information to HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming sites and services, appears increasingly prevalent among web-savvy people who don't own televisions or subscribe to cable. The thing is, you got to think about the legal savvy people and not ever say it out loud. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And you got to look, and in their mind, they're going, it's 10 of y'all, one of y'all subscribing. That's 9 of y'all we not getting no money from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
HBO out here, like, I want all my paper.
They're all like of it.
A cable pimp of entertainment, just Oh, where's my money, bitches? So, make sure you guys, keep it on the low if you guys out here, you know, using that HBO Go. Not that anyone that listens to our show would ever
do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No way. Mm-hmm.
We do not promote the stealing of HBO Go, Cinemax Go, anybody else right. got to go. We are against that.
Mr. B.O., if you're listening to the show right now, I want to tell you, I'm a fan of your products and I always pay.
Yeah, we pay. We pay. Mm-hmm. I go is legit.
Karen is like, can I watch it in another room? I say, no! You go pay for another subscription to HBO. Get on the phone and pay for that one on the other TV.
That's how serious we take it in this house.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, watch your back, guys. All right, man. I know what you guys really want to talk about here. You guys want to talk about the study that found that men and women lie to sex researchers when they talk about how many partners they've been with. Let me just say, duh. All right, we're done with that. Let's get to them thrones.
I know. What kind of study is that?
People be lying about sex. Them thrones this week was very exciting, partially because the NBA playoffs was on.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love me some NBA playoffs. Yeah. Love it.
It was tough switching between LeBron and Game of Thrones.
It was not tough at all. That was what I was going to say. It was not tough at all.
It wasn't tough.
Them Thrones was coming on at 9, and I wanted to be with everybody else tweeting that shit. And I was like, I'm sorry, Bron. So I turned the channel in the middle of a close game and watched Them Thrones. And when I came back, Miami had a red wedding all over San Antonio because – they was killing them, so I'm glad I kind of missed it.
Yes, they was.
First things first, I was thinking that everybody, I don't know why I didn't think this last week, but Patrice, you think everybody kept their receipts for their wedding gifts?
You know, you ever, like, just swing by the table on the way out, just get your, y'all ain't gonna make it. Let me just go ahead and take this back. Y'all don't need my blender.
No.
That should have been the first clue is when, Talissa Stark looked over and all the toaster ovens were gone. She's like, mm-hmm. That's odd.
All the goats that they had there, all the goats are gone. Let me,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that first. I would definitely grab my toaster.
I know it's so.
Like, oh, y'all ain't gonna need this. No need for it to go to waste. I can wipe the blood off and sell it back to, get my receipt.
I mean, really, in our land, what are they used to the blood on it? That just means I had a good time at your wedding.
And they started off partying, man. Like, there was a big-ass fight and a battle and shit going on. I guess it was the remnants of Rob's army or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were fighting the remnants of the army because I guess they were fighting out of, you know, honor at that point. I would have, personally, I'm not a traitor, but, you know, when the head dude is dead, maybe I go ahead and knock off work.
That's the rules I go
by. Yeah, I'm not clocking in for the day. You're like, where he died? All right, I'll holler at y'all later.
Right. I don't get paid.
We don't have a plan anymore. We need to regroup, reorganize.
Right.
Why are we here?
not for minimum wage, I won't. I had to go
wage,
back home.
Minimum wage is food. That's what minimum wage was back in the day. Cause you probably wouldn't get paid in shillings.
Yeah.
I would, your life.
Like the second they started trotting around with that flag that had the, that thing that had the wolf's head on it,
mm-hmm.
I would have been like, oh yeah, we lost.
When they take your boss's body and stitch his wolf's head to it, it might be time to go home.
Mm-hmm. I was like, we probably lost this one, guys. So, we can wrap up.
Pack it in.
We could probably make it back to, the north by like noon if we just head out right now. No bathroom breaks. The thing I noticed that was, even more disrespectful than the beheading, wolf heading move. Mm. They started calling him king of the dog. That was dirty, man.
That was rude. He's already dead. You won. Let
he
him
dead.
Go.
You know? Why do we have to do this, man?
All you did was literally light a fire, extra fire in Arya.
Right? Yeah, she was like, I'm even more mad. But, yeah, so, and then Dog, as always, man, I'm starting to think, I would love to see Dog hook up with Osha because they
are the arguments.
Mm-hmm. I need to see them together, man, because I feel like they would fight nonstop, but whenever a key, crucial situation happened, they would have each other's back and get out of it unscathed every single time. Because Dog is so good at improvising. Like, he is just like, Let me grab one of these banners. I'm just gonna walk out. You stay asleep.
You know, I would have had to sit down and map out a plan. He just grabbed a banner and a horse and took off like he was supposed to be there.
And you know what? That goes to show you that dog is black. Dog was like, we're not gonna die. Wait a minute. Everybody got on pink coats. Let's put on a pink coat too and blend in. You know, let's cover our horse. Let's cover our ride up so we can ride on out of here.
Yeah. I knew dog was cool too because, he must really like Arya because there was a lot of fire on that battlefield and he strode right through it. I thought he was looking at that fire like, well, Arya, you dead. And he was like, nah, I'm still going to take you with me. So that was nice of him, man. We cut to Sansa. Walking around King's Landing with Tyrion the imp, and Shay is, you know, her handmaiden, so she's walking right slightly behind him, and Tyrion's like talking to Sansa and then looking back at Shay, giving her like the look and shit. And I realized something at the moment that I don't know why it hadn't occurred to me before. Sansa has no idea that Shay and Tyrion are in love.
It took me a minute to realize that she has no concept either. She's just too dense. Like, she doesn't even pick up on it. Nothing. What she thinks she's in a legitimate marriage.
What a dumbass, man. Like, I thought she knew because when Shay checked them bed sheets right there in front of everybody.
And brought breakfast and didn't say anything about them not sleeping together.
I was like, she must know, right? And Sansa's dumbass didn't even turn around. She don't get it. Oh, God. What an idiot. It's like the Starks got like two smart kids and like seven dumb ones, dog.
You know?
Stupid. So also the imp got called to a meeting, and it was the smart.
This meeting,
the round table of evil, was having a meeting, and he got called in, and my man Joffrey,
he was too damn happy. I knew something was afoot.
Right, and so did the imp. He said killed a few puppies today, implying that Joffrey is a little serial killer that gets enjoyment out of killing innocent things, but was kind of close to the truth. Because them Starks had died, man, and Joffrey was so happy. I mean, he was like, tell him, and like he was jumping around and shit. He was so happy that them Starks was dead. He could finally stop being a coward and hiding up in his room all day.
Walk with his chest out.
Right.
Yeah, because he, you know, and he was kind of bold. And the funny thing about it, he talked so much shit. He messed around and talked to Daddy wrong. And you know what? As soon as he said something, I literally heard the record scratch. Like,
well, you know what's funny? Before that, he told, he said that he wanted to take the head of Robb Stark and serve it to Sansa, his daughter, and Tyrion's wife, on a platter during his own wedding. So during Joffrey's wedding,
he was going to give her brother's head to eat
on a platter.
I mean, his father's a troll. He's second generation troll, so he couldn't expect anything more from him.
The troll force is strong with that one. It was just such a fucked up thing. I want to know who's the chef that got to prepare that meal.
I know. And who got to deliver it?
It's like, oh, you drew the bad card today, dog. You ain't see what you're making?
And Tyrion got some shots in right there. He's like, she's no longer yours to torment. Like, right. She's my wife now. Let me handle making her miserable.
I do the tormenting. And, he got mad, man, because, he was talking shit to, and he called Tyrion a little monster, which was good. He said that shit so spiteful. He like, he been waiting to say it. Since he got slapped upside the head that year, he been waiting on that shit.
He still remembers that slap. And I like Tyrion. I said, if I'm a monster, you need to talk to me a little softer, don't you?
He's like, you a king, and king's been popping up all kinds of dead lately. What's up with that player?
I watched it. And I like Tywin. Tywin just laid back in the cut because everything Tyrion was saying was correct. Like, he ain't said nothing disrespectful yet. So.
And I also like that people be taking up for Tyrion. Like, he didn't mean the thing. It's got to be some type of joke. And then, the old snitchy to snitch ass dude, I forget his name, but,
yeah, the one that was sitting next to Tyrion. Yeah. But he should apologize.
Right. What a bitch. Stay out of this, man. You're not even part of the family for one. And grown folks are talking. Meister Lewin, I think is his name. I think that's him.
I think so. Yeah.
But that dude, stay out of the fucking business, bro. Nobody's talking to you. What are you doing? He should apologize. I mean, he threatened the king. It's like, we know he threatened the king. It was good. Leave him alone. His father not saying shit. Right. He was like, you threatened the king. So, you need to apologize. And it got real tense. And that was when, Tywin basically said, isn't it past your bedtime, bro?
Which is so beautiful.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. And then Joffrey turned around and was like, I'm the king. And he said, the real king would not need to say that.
You
just do it.
He was like, oh, you, and then he did that thing that only like a sassy old black woman can do. It's like, oh, you tired.
You baby need that. You just take him down. Let him go lay down
before
he
mm-hmm.
just spin himself in a circle.
Yeah. Look at you. Like, you just tired, you know. So I just sit on the bed. So he sit on the bed. He ordered him some drugs to help him go to sleep.
You know?
And then the worst part was Joffrey made it even worse by being like, but I'm not tired. He's like, I know, baby.
I know. It's okay. Drink you some milk, baby. Mm-hmm. Warm milk will make you go to sleep. Say.
He always get fussy like this before decapitations. Go ahead and go to bed, baby.
Ah.
And then I love that when the most underrated part of this scene is when Joffrey mouths off to Tywin. Tyrion's face is good because it's like it goes from Joffrey to his father like, you gonna take that shit?
Exactly. Well, I think him to talk to me, but you gonna take that?
Yeah. who really has the power up in here? Joffrey gets sent to bed and all this shit. On the low, Cersei tried to do it again. Oh, he's just joking, y'all. And he was like, bitch, if you don't shut up. Yeah. He's like, bitch, if you don't shut up, I'm serious. I'm gonna put his head on a platter. I don't make jokes.
She was like, yeah, baby, come on. I'm gonna go put you to bed just like he told me to. Come on, boy.
Yeah, she has no control over that little monster. But, apparently Tywin is like, what's a king to a crown? What's a guy to a non-believer? Because I'm not fucking with your kingship, and I'm really the most powerful man in this room. Now go to bed, and let's not speak of this again. Then he told everybody get out except the imp, and they had a little heart-to-heart, which was basically that, I'm still the most powerful motherfucker in this room. Everybody knows that. You gonna do your duty and have this baby. And he was like, oh, you think I should tell my wife that you killed her brother and then see if she'll open up her legs? And he said, all right, well, get out. And when Tyrion was walking out, he walked right by Sansa, who must have been summoned over there, too, because it was like, you ain't even got to tell you. Tell her. Tywin saved you some time.
Joffrey probably had her summoned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, it was some trolling shit like that. He probably called up there for like, oh, we have some more of that cake you like. And then her dumb ass.
I went strolling up there. Was like, what?
She's like, it's not any cake. He's talking about killing my brother, making me eat his head.
Uh-huh.
She
should have wrote that on a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
it? My man, Roose Bolton ended up getting to be the Warden of the North until, the Lannister / Sansa kid, Stark kid grows up is old enough to run the North as a king. So, that's a big ass upgrade.
That really is. But Tyrion knows that it might not happen though, because the first thing he said when he heard about how they did it was that the Northerners are never gonna forget. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knew. He's like, they're not gonna let this slide. I mean, there might only be a handful of them left.
Right. They ain't gonna just, be like, that's cool. Y'all took our house and floated it down the street, but I'm good with that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I just like that Roose Bolton is, getting him, moving up the ladder, man. Chaos is a ladder. And Roose is shaking his way to the top, one Stark at a time, man. So props to that dude, man. Like my
I
man.
I really thought he was gonna kill Frey before he left.
Oh, I did too. Especially once,
That wine, we kept pulling close-ups on the wine.
And especially when, I think it was Bran said something at the beginning about how, there was this fable of a dude that ended up, what was it, the rat cook or something?
Oh, the rat cook that cooked the son and the pie and the...
served it to his father. Mm-hmm. And it was so delicious, his father was like, I don't want some more of this. And it turned out he was eating his own son. And when they were like, oh, so he killed him because of murder? And he was like, no, he killed him because once you treat somebody like a guest under your roof, you can't kill them. And
exactly.
then they cut to Lord Frey, and it's like, oh, okay, foreshadowing.
But we didn't get
Yeah.
But not this episode. I guess maybe next year. But apparently, you can't be killing motherfuckers.
You can't stay alive for long.
Yeah, he old too. He gonna die. He evil as shit. It was just sad to say as I heard all that shit, man. Hodor was, in there, and I realized that, apparently Hodor is a Pokemon, cause he can only say his own name.
That's it.
I didn't realize that, man. Like, I guess that's been going on for a while. I just had never noticed.
No.
I thought his name was Hodor cause someone named him that, but apparently that's the only thing he can say. Is Hodor, and that is just like Pikachu and Squirtle and all that shit. So, yeah, he was yelling, and then Bron told his ass shut up, and he did, cause he remember getting his ass knocked out. So, he ain't that stupid. We cut back to Walter Frey. This nigga has not left the dining room since he killed them people.
He's cleaning the dining room at this point. They're resetting it for the next party, and he's still in there.
Yes.
He's dancing in the blood.
He's still eating. He didn't even get out of his seat. His wife was killed. And he's still like, yep, need a new bitch.
Yeah, what to do?
Yeah. More wine, please. Well, you missed a spot. So he was just chilling up there, eating, still chewing. I don't know what he was chewing on. He had some jokes.
Didn't he, though?
He toasted that wine and said, here's to the young wolf. Oh, woo!
Which is the rudest shit ever.
It was so good.
I was like, he got jokes.
Oh, man. It's like some of the people that I think everybody hates are my favorite people. I'm going to hate to see them go, man. But, like, it makes sense that Walter Frey would be mad, man. Like, Rob was fucking up, and he did fuck him over. Like,
exactly.
You know, people are like, I'm mad at him. He evil. I'm like, it's fucked up. But he
didn't keep his promise.
Yeah, he justified, dog. Come on, man. Then we got my favorite scene of the show. The Passion of the Theon. We found out, through this conversation with with Frey and Bolton that Ramsay is, or at least that's what they call him. Ramsay is.
The boy is Ramsay.
The boy. Yeah. So Ramsay Bolton, AKA, defensive back for BYU. Ramsay Bolton, apparently is the bastard of
Bruce Bolton.
Right. So
he's actually Ramsay Snow because he got the bastard last name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true. Ramsay Snow. So, we cut to Ramsay and, before we cut to Ramsay, Bruce is just on some like, well, you know, he's special. Like he.
Right.
you know, the boy ain't all there. Yeah, a couple beers short of a six pack, you know. It was a lot of allusions to, you know, Ramsay's gonna be Ramsay. And, he's a guy that, you know, he's a special little guy. Cause he like cutting up people and fucking them up and shit. So we cut to Ramsay and he is enjoying a nice pig old sausage in front of
giant sausage
in front of the now dickless Theon. And
waving in his shit.
It was cooked up so hard too. I was like, I know he not eating this penis, dog. I know he not eating this dick, man. In front of eating it, like he is willing to bypass homophobia to troll this man.
Uh-huh.
That's serious.
That's some serious level of hatred. But then he was like, you know, eating some of the sausage, and then he looked at Theon. I was like, oh, this? No, this is just a pork sausage, bro. Come on, dog.
That's rude.
What do you think? You thought I was over here eating cock? Come on, dude. I wouldn't eat cock in front of you. What do you think I am? Some type of savage? I was laughing so hard because Theon was just looking like I don't got no dick,
and I'm hungry.
And then he said the magic words, "Kill me."
That's right.
Which to a troll is just gasoline, dog. It means I'm not gonna kill you. So Ramsay hopped up and was like, oh, you want me to kill you? Nope, I'm not gonna kill you. Matter of fact, I like you. I want you to stick around. Only problem is I don't like your name. You got a new name. Your new name is Reek. And apparently Theon still had some pride left in him. He said, man, I might not have a dick. I might be down a digit, but I will tell you what. My name ain't no goddamn Reek. My name is Theon Greyjoy. And then Ramsay was like, oh, really, fool? And he punched this dude into changing his name. Like, I don't know if Chad Ochocinco, is this what happened to him or what, but he just got punched into, like, okay, I'm Reek. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking, what came over me. It was Roots Westeros.
Yeah, it was Roots. It was like Kunta lost a foot and you lost a dick, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh. In a way, he did lose one in Kunta. I guess I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, his name is Reek now. That's what I'll be calling him. Because fuck him. So I was good with that, man. Kunta would have held out 3 more minutes, I thought.
He had a little bit more in him.
Right. Hey, if you're down a dick and a digit, I get it. That's a little more than half a foot, I believe. So I get it, bro. And then people were mad at me for saying these things, but Theon killed them innocent kids. Fuck y'all. So remember that.
Exactly.
Anytime something bad happened to Theon, just remember he killed innocent kids, y'all. He suffers well, but he killed innocent kids. We can't be out here co-signing this. Y'all are some old against the death penalty ass people, man. Come on. So apparently Bran and them kind of talked about their plan because they ran into Peter from the Cosbys and his incest housewife now.
They didn't run into them. He almost got stabbed.
He really did. He ran up in the wrong. Oh, Peter. But yeah, Samwell runs up in there and he like, oh, what y'all doing in here? And they like, what the fuck you doing in here?
Hey, y'all.
He's such a good fat person, man. He knows all the fat spots, man. He like, I need a break. Oh, it's a good house over here where I used to go in to sleep. Like he got all the lazy stuff. It's like, oh, it's a way around the wall. You just walk through this middle, man. Why y'all keep taking the elevator? I don't know why. Okay. But I'm a big fan of Samwell and all his lazy spots. So he rolled up in there and they had a little brief standoff and he basically told them like, now see, here's maybe I missed it or maybe people are adding this from the book. But apparently there's more of the knives that he killed the White Walker with.
I never picked up on that. I only knew there was one. When he was telling the story, I didn't pick up that he had picked up more than one knife.
Me neither. And everybody kept telling me like, nah, he found a bag of them buried or something. I was like,
No, we went on and on about him leaving it.
Yeah, I really think maybe it's an oversight on the show part and some point that he still has them, but I didn't see it on screen. And if he said it, then I missed that too. But
right,
apparently he got they got more knives or some shit. I don't know. But I didn't know all this time that Bran's mission is to try to stop those White Walkers.
No, I didn't put together that that's what he was talking about. No.
Yeah, like at the end of this conversation, he's like, "Okay, cool, we can use this information to stop the White Walkers." I was like, "That's what you've been doing?"
Oh, okay.
I thought you was just running for your life because you know, Theon was trying to kill y'all. So.
I thought so too. And according to the chat, he dug up a bag in season like end of one, season two. Like, but they said it was a real short scene.
Okay, yeah, I remember him having the one. They made a big deal out of him finding that one this season. I don't know. But okay, I'll take y'all words for it. Then my second favorite scene of the series happened, other day happened. They cut to, Lord Greyjoy, Theon's daddy. Mm-hmm. And he had a UPS package. So.
Ah! Dicks R Us.
Yeah, so, I immediately knew what it was, and I think it took my timeline some seconds to figure it out. So I tweeted, what's in the box? If anybody's ever seen Seven. And also, it's my dick in the box.
Exactly. Yes, it is. I was like, oh, that's a dick in that box.
It's a dick in your box.
Yes.
And it's Theon's, your son.
Overnight delivery.
And I got so I got even more happy because his daughter opened up the box. Now, remember, his daughter has kind of an adversarial relationship with Theon. Like, she, they're brother and sister, but it's kind of like she views him as a fuck up and she's the real, like, you know, number one, you know, sibling in their sibling rivalry. So, you know, I kind of expect her not to give a fuck about Theon. And his daddy, you know, his daddy don't think he's shit. He's like, boy, you went over there with them Starks.
Didn't follow instructions.
You might as well be a Stark to me. You know, fuck you. And Theon fucked up because he was trying to prove himself. Remember that whole thing with them going to the north and trying to take over and shit? That was all unplanned. That wasn't nothing that he told that boy to do.
No, exactly. That was freestyling. That's what happens when you freestyle.
Yeah, fuck up. So he's like, you know, the daughter opens up. She's like, it's a dick in this box. And he's like, man, it's a dick in the box. Get that dick away from me, man. Get that cock out of my face. So the daughter was like, oh, Theon, they cutting his dick off. And the message says more pieces will follow. And he's like, and, Lord Greyjoy was like, good. He fucked up. That's what happens when you fuck up. I told you do something simple and you fucked it up.
Is that what happens when you fuck up? Like, come on. You guys are feeling extreme.
That's how, hey, that's how dicks get missing, man. Fuck ups. You gotta keep your shit tight. And I actually caught myself getting very upset in this scene because he was like, fuck him, we got a war to win. And then the daughter was like, no, we got to save him. That's my brother and your son.
And so she rolling off with some of the best of the troops. Come on, dog.
She said, I'm going to get 30 of our best killers in the fastest ship and I'm going to go save him. I was like, no!
She was informing him, too. She wasn't asking to borrow some troops. I'll be back.
The nerve!
Daddy, I'm taking the car. I don't know what you got planned on doing, but I'm taking the car and we going to get him.
Going to save this little dickless child-killing motherfucker. Let him die. I want him to be tortured to death. He should lose a piece of him every week. Oh, man. So something's going to happen sooner or later now because she's going to go up there and they either going to have to kill him or she going to free him. Maybe she'll get killed, too. Whatever. Just, I don't want him having no hope. I just like him. Or maybe, like, she shows up and then she turns around and leaves. I don't know. Something that will make him hurt worse, but not freedom. Whatever it is. Not freedom. My man Tone said, Pops don't want to see no more cocks in that scene. So he's the opposite of Kurt from Love and Hip Hop ATL.
Oh, he wants to see more.
For anybody that's seen that show. Oh, he is so gay.
Very.
Just come out and say it, Kurt. It's cool.
That's okay.
We won't be mad at you. We won't be mad at you.
You in Atlanta, dog. You in Atlanta. Go ahead. It's fine. It happens every day. apparently, that's when everybody informed me that Peter from the Kazi still has a knife, whatever. Mm-hmm. We cut to Seaworth trying to have a heart to heart with, wasn't that Gendry? Seaworth is a stand-up dude, and that's cool, but don't be talking to me in prison like we on the same side of them bars, dog. I'm in here, you out there. He like, we the same, you know, we both come from the bottom and move to the top. He's like, the top of what? The top of prison? you free.
We in the top of jail. Is that where we are?
Right. You just learned to read last week. You're not that brand new, dude. Like, you, oh my God. I was getting so mad for the bastard in that scene. Cause I'm like, dog, if you don't stop, cogging up my phone time. So.
My anytime minutes.
Yeah. That scene was kind of quick. But he did promise that he would get him out of that situation. And I was like, nigga, please. Varys wanted to speak with Shay. And, you know, Shay is all super duper in love with the imp.
Oh, yeah.
And Varys, he stayed trying to keep shit orderly. You know, that's his thing. That's his thing. He's the one that fucked it up for Littlefinger earlier in the season. He's always, you know, we need to keep shit orderly, dog. You know, that's why I told on you and shit. And so, he's that dude. So he came to Shay, gave her a bunch of diamonds and said, hey, girl.
Why don't you go ahead and get out of here?
why don't you catch a flight out of town?
know, catch one. Like dragon out of town, girl. Go ahead.
Also, here's enough to change your name. Go on somewhere, girl.
I also like that he was like, I know you know how to hide the diamonds. Like,
what? Just rude.
Just, you look like a shiesty bitch. You know your way around some hiding some diamonds, right? Get out of here. But yeah, he told her to get out, man. It was a very kind speech. But Shay decided to pick love over everything else, and she said, if the imp wants me gone, he can tell me his damn self. Which is funny because I don't think the imp sent Varys at all.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he did. Because he still thinks he can figure out a way to make it all work.
Yeah, Varys is that dude that he does what the fuck he kind of thinks he can get away with, not mm-hmm. what people put him up to. So he tried to get her talk out of leaving. She said no, so I'm assuming she gonna die, because you don't pick love over discretion in this series without dying. So she's like, I'm in love, nothing can stop me. So she should, if not the diamonds, then the steel. Podrick was getting drunk with the imp. That was a good scene. He said, hey dog, I'm getting drunk. What the fuck are you doing? We can't keep drinking. He's like, keep drinking with me. He's like, I can't keep up with you. You're an alcoholic. Yeah. Newsflash. Just cause I can satisfy three women at the same time does not mean I can handle my liquor.
I am not Superman.
Right.
I can't do everything.
You know? They were doing that. Cersei comes through, interrupts the conversation, fucks up the whole flow. But a just walking downer. She's Debbie Downer. She had a speech with Tyrion about, like, you know, you doing the right thing, getting married, you need to have this baby. And he was like, why? So you could tell daddy, you talked me into it. Get the fuck out of here. I do what I want to do. And you know, he was right. She was going to do that. I was the one who told him, can I not get married now? And he was like, so you want me to do all this shit for the family? You going to marry Loras for the family?
And she talking like she's not marrying nobody. Like, oh, I'm not going to have to do that. Don't worry about that.
I don't know what she got planned, but
she's gonna kill him.
I believe it. Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. She'll let Joffrey just take some arrow practice at him.
Right. Whatever the plan is, I 100% believe it. Like, she will figure something out because she is despicable. She said, the best thing you can do for Sansa is have children because they'll make her happy. He said, you got children. How happy are you? I was partying. I was like, he's right. Your children ain't shit.
Broken. Broken as hell. Your children are broken.
All them little incest babies all fucked up in the mind. Raise them to be cowards and shit. No daddy around. So she did her speech of sympathy for the devil. You know, they do these like once a show. Someone that you hate makes the, and things were so tough, except this time it didn't work. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I despise you. I hope you die. I hope Joffrey dies. I hope everything related to you just withers up and dies. I hope you have to marry that gay dude and everything. Fuck you. No sympathy.
Have a nice time.
Right. Little demon incest seed going around shooting people with arrows and shit. Hell no. So I was not a fan of that, but she's what we took from that is she got a plan. I don't know how she's getting out of that marriage.
Exactly, which I'm surprised she told him.
Good point. I hope he figures it out and fucks her up. She gonna poison that wine, Dad. Oh, word. Mm-hmm. Arya was riding through the woods with Dog, and they happened to ride by some of Lord Frey's soldiers, and they were all talking shit as dudes do. It's like walking into the YMCA and listening to the people on the sidelines, like, oh, we whooped that ass, man. Remember that shot I made?
Yeah, I remember that, dog. And they was talking like Twitter talk. They was like, yeah, you remember that? She had that scream, dog. You remember that? She had that scream. She was screaming, man. Can you believe that? Arya was like, word.
Retweet.
Yeah, retweet, repost. Mm-hmm. Arya rolled up like, word, y'all gonna talk about my family out of this?
Oh, she walked up. So. First of all, she walked up and was like, I'm hungry.
What? And I didn't know she knew how to do shit like that. She was playing like the wounded puppy.
Mm-hmm. That faceless dude taught her well. Cause dude was just more annoyed with everything. He's like, get out of here. She's like, but I have money. He's like, you ain't got no money. He's like, what is it? She pulled out a coin. He's like, I don't even recognize this coin. She's like, it's worth a lot of money. Oops, I dropped it. Shake your ass, nigga. Break yourself. Phone check, homie. And kill them in front of everybody.
Yes, honey. One thing I can say about Aria, that nigga and dog is rubbing on Aria because she rolled over him and gave it to him gangsta style. She was like, shank, 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 shank. Take that. Talking about my family.
And then dog walked, once again, one of the realest, just growing on me every week. He hopped up off the horse, took care of the other three dudes for her, and wasn't even mad. He was just like, tell me before you do shit like that.
You know, I need to park the horse.
Right. I need to tie the horse up. I mean.
Yeah, shit. We got to keep the ride, dog. Come on.
And after he said it, if you pay attention to the background, because she was looking at the coin and then they zoom out a little bit. This nigga was sitting down eating they food. I love that dude, man.
By the campfire. Yeah, he was.
Didn't even move the bodies, man.
He was like, we're going to be right here for the night. This is campground.
You know, I was snacky anyway. Thanks, girl.
No need for these pig feet to go to waste. Where's my Texas Pete? Oh, they need to get him some
grab
hot sauce.
Grab it at the cart, girl.
If he can just get like a one of those pouches that has a Texas Pete in it, you know,
keep it on the side.
Yeah, I know it don't fit with the time continuum and the world that we're in, but
it'll be old timey Pete.
It would be real good if he pulled out some Texas Pete and put some hot sauce on their food, though.
Just write ye olde Texas Pete on it.
Mm-hmm. Kingdom Pete.
Take the label off the bottle. I'll accept it. Just put some Texas Pete on them pig feet for me, dude. So yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Then I heard R. Kelly start playing When a Woman is Fed Up.
Because
Ygritte finally caught up with that pretty motherfucking Jon Snow, dog. And he was like getting some water and like, I don't know, letting his horse rest or some shit. And keep in mind, last time we saw Ygritte, she was watching his horse tail lights and she wasn't even on a horse. She didn't even know where he went. Nope. She was just like, this nigga really left me.
She didn't even close her mouth yet. He was in the sunset.
She was like, I hunt for a living. I will find your ass.
Yeah, it's the same look on a woman's face. And for any dude that's ever been in a relationship and got an argument in the car, it's the same look that they have when it's like, let me out the car, I'll walk. And you're like, let you out the car? You got your fucking mind? And you let them out the car and then you do drive off. It was that look. It was like, I'm going to kill you when I see you. I don't know when. I will chase you to the end of the earth, but you will never be able to sleep again until I have my vengeance. He caught up there and she was like, I thought we was in love and shit. And he was like, hey, girl, it's a dick thing. Niggas got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, he was like, I was truthful with you. I ain't never lied to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
Every player says that, by the way. Never works. I never lied. Well, take these arrows. So she pulled her arrows out and was like, never lie my ass, dog. We supposed to be together. And he was like, look, I know you. Okay. I ate your snatch. There is no way. No way.
Purveyor of good loving.
Mm-hmm. You are not going to shoot me and kill me because I am the one who made you climax like you would never climax before. She said, look, I don't got to shoot you in the mouth, and proceeded to shoot this nigga up with three arrows.
In his spine, in his leg, all the good meat.
Yeah, she was like, word, I will bust the windows out that damn horse. Where the fuck you think you going? I will scratch it up with these arrows. Fuck that. Everybody gonna know you. I fucked you up, son.
Oh, my favorite arrow was the third one, too, because like he got kind of out of range.
And she still got him.
Yes, he was leaning down on that horse trying to get low. That she was like, hey, take this one with you too.
Yes, she threw the last rock.
Oh man, Ygritte, man. I still feel like they could work it out though, you know. just two mixed up kids. Plus he gotta work it out because every time she see him, it's death from now on. Like, he can only make that up by taking her with him. He should have just been like, well, come with me then, please. Something. Cause,
next time she sees him, she's gonna be like, we even now, it's cool, we can talk.
Right. She gonna act like, cause that's what crazy does. Next time she see him, she gonna act like she didn't do crazy. She'll be like, hey, John, long time no see. I noticed you limp. How's that doing?
How's that going? Any little facial scars?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see you okay. What's that mouth working with still?
Did you have to replace your horse? How's this doing? You know, you getting prepared right?
Yeah, I can see her totally acting like seeing him at a social event, like the shit didn't go down. Like, you put three arrows at me. Well, you know, people grow up, people mature. So yeah, I was wondering, I'll ask both of you ladies, since I asked my timeline, Egret or Lynn Whitfield in A Thin Line Between Love and Hate? Who you got?
Egret.
Karen?
Oh.
Egret or Lynn Whitfield from Thin Line Between Love and
Hate? Yeah, I'm with Patrice.
Okay, all right, my timeline.
You don't have anything to cure any kind of antibacterial infection. And no, Egret, she'll get you in the good meat, and then you just forever have to lose that limb.
My timeline all went for Lynn, but I was like, I feel like this isn't even done. I feel like if Egret sees him again, it's only going to get worse. So, but yeah, you can't be, listen, the lesson is always here, guys. You can't be blessing any old woman with that mouth and thinking they won't put a few arrows in your ass, dog. Like, be careful who you break the good loving out on, man. Everybody's not ready for that level of commitment, man. Next thing you know, you fucking got three arrows and you learn how to walk again and shit. Davos was, he was reading the shit as he's wont to do now that he learned how to read last week.
Yeah, he was like, why did they put a G in it? She was like, I don't know. It's just there. And this is how they pronounce it.
Yeah, I guess.
But, I like that she wanted to say, I'm nine. That's right. Because I'm nine.
Apparently, Davos is actually, like the PR dude for Baratheon. I don't know what, how that works where he's reading all those messages for Stannis. But, he was reading them somehow. And, he meant to say night. He said nigget, which caused me to raise an eyebrow. Like, come on.
Hey,
that's not supposed to be happening in this world. Y'all keep that to yourselves, HBO. Melisandre, stays in Stannis' ear still. She was backseat, kingdoming again. Because Davos came through and said, hey man, come on, bro. Don't kill the little bastard dude. He's like your niece. He's like your nephew or some shit. It's bad luck. Just let the dude live, man. It's, you know, just cause a drop of blood had Robb Stark die doesn't mean that it works. I mean, the other two people still alive. So, you know, let's calm down. He's like, but imagine what a fountain of his blood would do. He's like, come on, bro. That's crazy. What happened to you? We used to be friends and shit. And, Melisandre was just like, man, shut him up. So, Davos decided that he was going to make good on his promise and he freed Gendry. Who I don't have high hopes for because
no, he ain't gonna make it long.
This nigga hopped in a boat, turned the wrong way,
and he can't swim.
Right? He hopped in the boat, turned the wrong way, and Davos is like, "Hey man, turn around. You paddle the other way, bro. You paddle the you want to push the water away from you." He's like, "Oh shit, my bad." He's like, "You ever been in a boat? No. Well, shit, can you swim?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Well, don't get out this boat."
This is my favorite, like, that's all I got for you, bro.
Yeah, and I also, fall out. I like that Gendry knew how, he was like, this is stupid. You saving me? I can't even fucking swim. Mm-hmm. I can't read. You gonna end up dying behind this bullshit. And he's like, well, I'm a slow learner or some shit. I'm like, man, you too honest, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I need Davos to die, man. Like, he's a stand up dude, but he can't exist in this world with all this honor and shit. Then I had this random thought. What if Egret had some terrible sex? Nobody talks about that. Maybe that's why John left.
Didn't consider that.
He picked the cold and celibacy over Egret. So maybe that thing don't do much for him.
Let's not.
Mm-hmm. Nobody talked about that part. It's one of my underlying plots. Jamie showed up with his hand, out.
Shut up.
We saw that Cersei's still in love and shit because she couldn't believe it when she saw him. She pretty much had given up hope, so it looks like that's gonna be some issues. And we also got to see a little glimpse of what Brienne being in King's Landing would be like. But I want to see more of that. So hopefully more of that comes up next year.
I
want
to see when she finds out what's gone down at the Red Wedding.
Oh, man.
That's what I want to see.
That's true. She did all this shit for Lady Stark.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, that's gonna be good. And you know, Cersei gonna say something fucked up about it too.
Yeah, ooh. She gonna get yoked up. Watch.
Oh. Yeah, that'll be a death warrant, but I would love to see it.
Cersei gonna be the first one to find out.
So then, Davos came clean and told Stannis that, hey man, I let the dude go, man. We can't be out here killing these kids. You know, I'm your conscience. I'm the one. He said, well, motherfucker, I sentenced you to death. You the problem. You gotta get out of here. And, of course, Melisandre was all up in his ear and shit. Just like Diddy. Yeah. Yeah. Let him die. Mm-hmm. He need to you die. He gotta go. I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with you. Stop telling people what to do. And Davos used that against him because he was like, well, you gonna need me.
Which I love. Go ahead and try to kill me, but you gonna need me.
You'll be back. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I hate you. And what, need you for what?
Before, you know something I don't know?
Before I send you to death, what you mean by that last thing? He said, look, man, the alliance is all fucked up. The North's all fucked up. You're going to need people to go out, recruit your armies. You're going to need a leader. You'll need somebody that's willing to stand on principle for you. I'm the guy. Yeah. Send me out. I talk to these people. I recruit people. I get us an army again.
Yeah, because they done told me there's some shit coming over there, and it's after everybody.
He's like, I learned to read in a week.
Yeah, because didn't he ask him didn't he ask him, like, how you learn to read, dog?
Yeah, and he lied. He said, I learned from, you know, somebody else, not your daughter.
Yeah, because they wanted me to be more helpful to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not supposed to be, you know, before he died, you know, he taught me how to read. But yeah, that was funny when he asked him, like, what you doing reading? So with all these words and shit, you didn't know how to say that word last week. So yeah, man, I don't know why Davos isn't dead yet, but I'm assuming he's gonna die. This nigga is too, just too fucking trustworthy. So we get to basically, the last scene. Apparently all the slaves that the Khaleesi saved in that town, just full of little future baby Obama mixed children.
What? Just all kinds of beige and brown and tan.
Shout out to the casting for this show.
Yes.
That they went and found that many actors.
Well, they go to Morocco to be able to do that.
Oh, is that what they had to do? Because I was like, it's got to be. Morocco. Oh, you know what? That's terrible. Then that means there's people in Hollywood like, this is supposed to be my break.
Mm-hmm.
This all I got is just biracialness.
Get the sand in combination with the really old, like, that castle's not real, but, like, you know, something that's the wall of something like that. And then that many people, they go to Morocco.
Well, they came out and,
in numbers.
Yeah. Everybody thought they were going to fight them, but I was like, they don't have any weapons. Little babies is with them and shit. Like, they're not going to fight.
They look like they had something under their, like tunic things at first. And I thought they were all going to be like human bombs or something really random.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah.
It got tense, man, but they had a look on their face that made me trust them. I was like, you know what?
Them people ain't going to hurt her.
Them biracial people, man, they just happy to be free.
Yeah, they is. And her girl started speaking. She's like, whoa, let me speak to her.
Yeah, the translator, she's used to a more rougher, way of speaking. Right. She's used to like translating down, you know, from evil to not as evil, but stern. Right. So she's not really, 100%, used to the Khaleesi because she came out like, the Khaleesi has freed you. You're welcome, motherfuckers.
And line up to the left if you need to give your honors to her.
Baby kissing will begin on the left, handshaking on the right. Let's go, people. And, Khaleesi stood up and was like, I got this. You don't need to talk to him like that. And she was like, I didn't give you your freedom. Your freedom belongs to you. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to. Y'all good with me. Everybody back down. Dragons back down. Soldiers back down. Calm down, everybody. Then she walked up to the dragons like, y'all fly. They went and flew. And
so go ahead. Y'all go out full of fly. Mm-hmm. Come back when you're done.
You know, go eat some sharks or something. And then, the black people, and brown people and the mixed people were all like, Mahisa, over and over.
Yep. They would call her mama.
Mm-hmm. And apparently it means mother. So all of the people who were mad at Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars, you gotta forgive them. When he kept saying Misa, he was just trying to give props to the Khaleesi, dog. So.
It's like he knew.
Mm-hmm. It's not slave talk no more.
No, it's not.
But, yes, I said, Khaleesi is the freed slaves, like Oprah is the black women at this point, man. Like,
oh, wow. yes. You can't actually, talk white women, not even
oh,
white women.
Yeah, middle-aged white women housewives, and me apparently now. But you cannot, you cannot talk no shit about Khaleesi in front of them, dog. It's fighting words from this point on. I miss Dario Naharis because he had no speaking part, but he was there.
Just here blowing in the wind as usual.
I told you that fan, man, it permanently follows him around.
Yeah. I, you know, we have a definition here where we have a impossible white man and impossible white man movies, which are action movies that are stupid. And you don't have to be a white man to play in an impossible white man movie. You can be any race, any color, any, gender. It doesn't matter. But the way the movie is portrayed is impossible white man. Khaleesi is what I believe to be the most impossible white woman of all time. Now, the white woman genre is different.
Yeah.
Think Blind Side. Okay?
I still refuse to see that movie.
Where the woman's love conquers all.
Yep. What was the movie with what Coolio did? It's been in all our lives living in.
Dangerous Minds.
Think Dangerous Minds.
That's another good example.
It's movies where white women's love is so pure that it can take anybody, any beleaguered group, any group that has just been impressed upon. Their love is so wonderful that it frees them.
So strong.
Cause she believes in you. See, you couldn't read last week. You 7'10" defensive end for the.
My favorite thing when that movie, when the Blind Side came out, they lined up that movie poster.
Yes.
With the poster of, for the remake of, what was the ape movie with, Charlize Theron?
King Kong, yes.
And it was the same poster.
Oh.
The silhouette with the white woman next to it.
I believe it, yo.
I do too.
My favorite thing about that movie is the trailer where she cusses out a drug dealer in the middle of a drug dealer neighborhood.
Like
situation.
It went nothing.
Yeah, she like,
not even, when she asked him if he ever had a bed. That was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. He was like, a bed? I don't got to sleep on the floor. Like, no, baby.
You ain't got to sleep on the floor.
No more, little black man.
My love will conquer all. Her love is freeing all the slaves. They better watch out.
Yeah. Now go live up to your potential. And that's what Khaleesi basically did. She, Angelina Jolie'd all these motherfuckers, dog.
Ah!
Like, she's on, next week I expect her to be naming them. I don't know. Next year, I guess she'll be naming them, but, it was cool, man. So that's how they ended it. I expected something with some White Walkers or a little bit more dragons, but
yeah,
they ended it on some like Khaleesi is the next like big thing to like come to town. And
we gotta watch because now she has bodies on bodies at her disposal.
And I'm assuming next year they're gonna skip some time. We're gonna come back with some big ass dragons or something.
We have to advance. The dragons are growing too slow. The even sitcom children TV grew up faster than this. And the dragons need to be a bit more full grown.
Yes.
They don't let, so it's like soap operas. They walk out the screen and they're 5 and they come back in at 21 so they can have sex scandals.
Yes. Oh man. Well, that was how it ended, man. I don't know. I can talk for an hour about what I'm looking forward to next year. I won't waste our time with that. But, Patrice, thank you so much for doing this with us, man. We've enjoyed every single one.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been awesome.
No, man, the fans love you. We got to find excuses to get you on for other stuff.
Yes.
But
sure. I know, but hopefully you definitely got to find something. Until then, we'll be back on it in January. That's when the new season restarts.
Typically.
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere around
early 2014.
There. Like right after Super Bowl because they don't want to interrupt football.
They're not trying to play all the way play. No. Right.
I feel like the NFL has that rule where they're like, please, man, don't. Just don't, okay?
We'll pay y'all not to come on during this time because, yeah.
Y'all can't wait 2 more weeks, man. Please, brother, please. But, yeah, thank you so much. Make sure you guys visit
Patrice.
Thank you, guys.
No doubt, man. It's been awesome. Visit her at helenheartaches.com. Oh, wait, helenheartache.com. And make sure you guys hit up her on Twitter at Patrice C. Like I said, man, she's awesome. And
yeah, one of our favorite people.
You know, always looking out for us, man. So, you know, and she'll be back around for other stuff. So have a good one, Patrice.
Have a good one, Patrice.
No problem. You guys too. Talk soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Peace.
I love her. I hate to see it go.
I know.
Them Thrones is over.
I know.
Karen was even watching them live by the end. That's crazy. Didn't even get caught up.
No, I don't got to.